you'll hear a man called Nigel telling some students about his experiences in Antarctica. For questions 9 to 18, complete the sentences with a word or short phrase. You now have 45 seconds to look at part 2.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name's Nigel Grosvenor. Your teacher invited me here to tell you about my experiences in Antarctica, as I gather you've been studying the area this term. I hope you're enjoying your studies. It's certainly a part of the world that's held great fascination for me ever since I was your age. Younger, in fact. I was only 10 when I saw a film about the continent, and that really awakened my curiosity. After that, I read every book related to Antarctica that I could get my hands on. I was particularly fascinated by one I read about its history. It was amazing to me that no one had seen the continent until 1820, when a Russian expedition came within 32 kilometres of the landmass and saw ice fields there. However, the first time anyone set foot on the continent is generally acknowledged to have been in 1895, although there has been an unconfirmed claim that an American sealer landed there in 1821. Anyway, from a very young age, I dreamt of going to Antarctica myself. As a teenager, I continued reading about the history and geography of the polar regions. However, I also loved biology and was unsure what to study at university. Eventually, I made up my mind and went for ecology. That turned out to be a good decision for me, as it led to the opportunity to visit the place I'd been dreaming of for so long. After graduation, I got a job on a research project looking at various problems relating to wildlife and changing habitats. I was sent to Antarctica to carry out an investigation of penguins. I went with a colleague who was focusing on climate change, and we were able to help each other by sharing our findings. There are a lot of different international research stations on Antarctica. We were based at one called the Mawson Station. In the past, people of course had no choice but to go to Antarctica by sea, but most scientists get there by air these days. I flew to New Zealand, but wanted to arrive in the traditional way from there, even though it had taken me 10 more days. I'm so glad I did. The views as we approached were out of this world. The scientists based in Antarctica come from many different countries. Lots from New Zealand, of course, and Argentina, as they're the closest countries to the continent, but also from further afield, like Canada, more or less everywhere. There was someone from China, in particular, who was working on the same area as me, and we were able to collaborate very productively in our work. I became quite friendly with someone from Norway, but we didn't actually work together. When they learn that I've worked in Antarctica, people always ask me how awful the cold was. The temperatures were very low, of course, but we were all prepared for that, and it was less of an issue than you might expect. Being outside in the snow is no problem in the right clothing, and I quickly learnt to cope with the ice. In fact, it was the wind that I found quite difficult at times. It could be unbelievably strong, and there was nowhere much to find shelter. Life there wasn't all work, of course. I'd expected I'd spend most of my free time reading, and had downloaded lots of books. But in fact, we spent most of our evenings playing chess. We all got very good at it and became extremely competitive. Occasionally, we'd switch to playing cards, but that was much less popular. It was surprisingly hard at first to readjust to life here when I came back home after 6 months there. I thought I'd miss the people I was working with, but we're in touch so much that I can't say I do. The scenery there was spectacular, but it's pretty good here too. However, I often wish the light here was as clear as it is there. It was wonderfully bright and unpolluted. Totally amazing. While I was there, I wrote a blog. It's called Iceman, and it's still online. You can read it if you're interested in finding out more about my life there. I've also just completed a detective story set in Antarctica. I wrote it for your age group, and its title is Snowstorm. It should be available next year, I think. Anyway, have you any questions at this point?
Now you'll hear part 2 again.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name's Nigel Grosvenor. Your teacher invited me here to tell you about my experiences in Antarctica, as I gather you've been studying the area this term. I hope you're enjoying your studies. It's certainly a part of the world that's held great fascination for me ever since I was your age. Younger, in fact. I was only 10 when I saw a film about the continent, and that really awakened my curiosity. After that, I read every book related to Antarctica that I could get my hands on. I was particularly fascinated by one I read about its history. It was amazing to me that no one had seen the continent until 1820, when a Russian expedition came within 32 kilometres of the landmass and saw ice fields there. However, the first time anyone set foot on the continent is generally acknowledged to have been in 1895, although there has been an unconfirmed claim that an American sealer landed there in 1821. Anyway, from a very young age, I dreamt of going to Antarctica myself. As a teenager, I continued reading about the history and geography of the polar regions. However, I also loved biology and was unsure what to study at university. Eventually, I made up my mind and went for ecology. That turned out to be a good decision for me, as it led to the opportunity to visit the place I'd been dreaming of for so long. After graduation, I got a job on a research project looking at various problems relating to wildlife and changing habitats. I was sent to Antarctica to carry out an investigation of penguins. I went with a colleague who was focusing on climate change, and we were able to help each other by sharing our findings. There are a lot of different international research stations on Antarctica. We were based at one called the Mawson Station. In the past, people, of course, had no choice but to go to Antarctica by sea, but most scientists get there by air these days. I flew to New Zealand, but wanted to arrive in the traditional way from there, even though it had taken me 10 more days. I'm so glad I did. The views as we approached were out of this world. The scientists based in Antarctica come from many different countries. Lots from New Zealand, of course, and Argentina, as they're the closest countries to the continent, but also from further afield, like Canada, more or less everywhere. There was someone from China, in particular, who was working on the same area as me, and we were able to collaborate very productively in our work. I became quite friendly with someone from Norway, but we didn't actually work together. When they learn that I've worked in Antarctica, people always ask me how awful the cold was. The temperatures were very low, of course, but we were all prepared for that, and it was less of an issue than you might expect. Being outside in the snow is no problem in the right clothing, and I quickly learnt to cope with the ice. In fact, it was the wind that I found quite difficult at times. It could be unbelievably strong, and there was nowhere much to find shelter. Life there wasn't all work, of course. I'd expected I'd spend most of my free time reading and had downloaded lots of books, but in fact we spent most of our evenings playing chess. We all got very good at it and became extremely competitive. Occasionally we'd switch to playing cards, but that was much less popular. It was surprisingly hard at first to readjust to life here when I came back home after 6 months there. I thought I'd miss the people I was working with, but we're in touch so much that I can't say I do. The scenery there was spectacular, but it's pretty good here too. However, I often wish the light here was as clear as it is there. It was wonderfully bright and unpolluted. Totally amazing. While I was there, I wrote a blog. It's called Iceman, and it's still online. You can read it if you're interested in finding out more about my life there. I've also just completed a detective story set in Antarctica. I wrote it for your age group, and its title is Snowstorm. It should be available next year, I think. Anyway, have you any questions at this point?
That is the end of part two. Now turn to part three.